Now, McKinley Butson CV would be the envy of someone three times her age, and that's probably why she was just named New South Wales Young Australian of the Year. When she's not doing regular high school stuff, she's inventing, and inventing constantly. Things like a spoon that measures and delivers medicine to children, and a shield that improves protection for women undergoing breast cancer treatment. Now, recently she took those inventions overseas and made history being the first Australian to win the top medicine prize at the prestigious Intel International Science and Engineering Fair. McKinley, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you too.
And first up, congratulations on New South Wales Young Australian of the Year. I imagine there was a fair bit of celebrating in the Butson household.
Yes, definitely. It was an absolutely exciting time. And my brother was also actually nominated for the award a couple of years before me. So yeah, it was just an amazing time.
Well, I was going to ask what sparked your love of science and inventing, but it sounds like it might be a family thing.
Yeah, look, it's definitely been a family thing. And, you know, it was something that I was always interested in as a child. I was always that curious child. And so my parents definitely fostered that love. And it just continued to grow.
What about at school? I mean, we talk a lot about the difficulty of encouraging young women into sort of STEM classes. Was it always just a natural thing for you? Did you find school very supportive?
Yeah, look, I mean, absolutely. I think I take physics and chemistry in year 11 at the moment, and they're definitely two of my favourite subjects. But look, yeah, I think it's important to encourage as many people as possible. And I think if you can start from a younger age, back when they're in primary school, beginning to foster that curiosity and foster that imaginative mind, I really think it is a natural pathway into STEM.
Now, do you think that teachers play an important role in that, of making sure that there's those, that kind of open pathway into these fields for young women?
Yeah, look, I think absolutely. I think teachers are some of the most influential and important people, I think, in everyone's life. I think they have the power to make you love or hate a subject. And and then also to, you know, encourage you in what you like and encourage you to pursue that further.
Now, let's talk about the smart armour, protecting women undergoing breast cancer treatment. Obviously, it's picked up quite a lot of recognition. When was the impetus for the idea?
Yeah, look, I mean, it all started probably about a year and a half ago now. And my dad works in the field. And so it was just, you know, just dinner discussion over the table. And, you know, they were saying mum and dad were discussing how it was an issue. And I was kind of confused as to why it was an issue and why the fact that these women who are undergoing radiotherapy, breast cancer patients, have in the back of their mind that they may develop a cancer, and not to mention the extreme skin burning that they receive from the treatment. And so I was completely confused as to why this was an issue, why someone hadn't come up with something to solve it. And so, you know, that's really where it started from.
Look, you've also delved into solar power and water filtration. I mean, do you think there's a big push from your generation to try and solve some of the issues we're seeing around the world in terms of imbalances and, you know, poverty, obviously?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think we all have a responsibility to do that, whether that be my generation or whether that be generations past. I think we all have a responsibility in life to help other people, and this should be a primary goal for everyone, to help those who are less fortunate than us. And so I definitely think we've created these problems in the world for ourselves. They didn't just come about, you know. And so I think it is our role, now that we're really seeing the effects of these issues, to come up with solutions and to rectify what we made wrong.
As someone your age, do you worry about the world you're being left to inherit, sort of the mess that we're leaving behind for you?
I'd say yes and no. I'd say, you know, there are a lot of things in the world which could be a bit better. But I think we're in good hands. I think a lot of people do underestimate the power of young people. And I think just the ideas that we can contribute, I think one thing that young people lack is just the experience and the skills. You know, we have all of these fantastic ideas, you know, like there's a competition, the Big Little Ideas competition. You know, we do have these ideas. We just don't know how to implement them. So I think it would be incredibly worthwhile to be interacting people when they're still at school age, when they have that imagination, which isn't constrained by any limitations or boundaries, to be connecting us young people with people who know how to make dreams into reality. And I think if we do this, we'll really see some change.
McKinley, I don't think anyone's going to be underestimating you for a long time in your life. I look forward to following your career, and thank you so much for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.